Okay, so Elaine, first of all, what is your favourite piece of clothing?
Well, I found that really hard.
I know. I'm glad nobody's asking me today.
Well, and I come to the conclusion that my black pants.
Okay.
Because they go with most things.
Everything.
Yes, yeah. I can get them out and then I think, well, this will go with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great, thank you. Okay, Elaine, where did your life begin?
Well, I was born at Kundurrook.
Oh.
That most people probably never heard of.
No.
But it's in Victoria, just over the border from Warkul.
Okay.
My dad was working there, putting the channels through.
And did that you... Oh, right.
1936.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Did you have brothers and sisters?
I have one brother.
One brother.
No sisters. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. how did your Christian walk begin then?
Well... This is something I'll never forget because we lived from Warkul. My dad and mum shifted to a place between Deniliquin and Echuca called Wollaston. It's near Mathara. And so, because we were 30 miles from a town, that doesn't sound anything nowadays, but in that time the war was on, mm-hmm. and you had to have coupons for petrol. Mm-hmm. And so 30 miles was a long way, and we had a minister come out from Deniliquin once a month, and we had a service in the hall. There was no church. So my mum had a wonderful Christian aunt who sent, nowadays it would probably be like a correspondence Sunday school.
Oh, yeah.
And so she used to send this to my mum, and every Sunday night, my aunt and her two children live with us, and every Sunday night, Mum would get these stories out, from Bible stories, and pray and read them to us. And that was my first introduction to Jesus.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I'll never forget that.
Thank the Lord for mothers.
Yes, hey? That's
godly
right.
Godly mothers. Yes, yeah, that's right. It's also an encouragement to young mums like me.
Yes.
To keep on keeping on.
Yeah, that's right.
It's hard sometimes.
That's where it all starts.
Great. Yeah. Okay, so who would you say that throughout your life has been the greatest example of being clothed in Christ?
Well, when I became stronger in my faith, and was probably when Ian Smith, our minister, was here, and he started up a Bible study group.
Right.
And that's when I become stronger in the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ian would have been your good example in that way.
Yes. He got us, before you came to Bible study, you had to memorise the verse.
Oh, that's
And we'd
excellent.
Get a minty if we got it right. Oh.
That's good, we should do that. Okay, so tell us about some of the significant moments in your journey with the Lord, some highs and lows.
Oh, that's a hard one. Well, the highs, like I said, was Bible study groups,
mm-hmm.
and it still is today.
Yeah.
And I'll always still be able to learn something, and I don't keep it in as well as I used to.
I don't either.
But no, that is probably what I enjoy most, is Bible study groups.
And any lies that you can think of?
Probably when we don't have a minister.
Yes, that is hard, isn't it?
And we've been through it. I mean, we're going through it now, but we've been through it before. But I think in the end, probably it makes us stronger.
Yeah.
Because we've got to
rely on
each other.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But we still do miss Peter.
Yeah.
Okay, so Elaine, please tell us, what is your favourite verse and why?
My favourite verse is Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 13. And it's, so there is hope for your future, declares the Lord. Your children will return to their own land.
That is wonderful.
It is,
yes.
Yeah. And I can read you a little bit about that if you like.
Yeah.
I constantly agonise over my children's relationship with the Lord. I ask him over and over, when, Lord, when will they return to their roots? When will they begin serving you? The other morning, the Lord and I engaged in a dialogue. Lord, you said to train children in the right way. When they became old, they would not turn from it. But what is old, the Lord asked me. I thought a moment. When a child reaches an age of accountability, 15 or 16, when he or she reaches 21, 25, 35, Lord, I want to see each of my children belong wholly to you. Will I live that long? Is there any hope for the future? Do you trust me? He gently asked. Oh, yes, but Lord, look at their priorities, material possessions, sports, pursuing pleasure. My timing is not your timing. I had no answer, but my own words echoed in my ears. Is there any hope for the future? Where had I read this? Then I remembered Jeremiah 17. At some long ago date, I had written beside it in my Bible, children will return to the Lord, and they will in God's perfect timing.
Thank you.
And that goes back to motherhood as well.